This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Tuesday. Thanks for listening to us today.
Yeah, we're really so glad that you're tuning in to us. And, honey, we got a great topic today. I'd like to get straight to it, if that's all right.
Sure.
You know what, guys? We tell on ourselves.
And ladies.
We tell on ourselves when we allow the way other people live their lives dictate our mood, instill our joy.
Mm-hmm.
When this happens, we're lacking one thing.
One thing.
And this one thing is God's greatest desire for us.
And where does this come from?
It comes from Romans 12:18.
Mm-hmm.
Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. You know what? So many times we let situations, I know I do,
mm-hmm.
we let the things that happen throughout the day dictate the way our day is going to be.
Right.
I mean, it totally changes our mood, our the way we look at things.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we going to do about that?
Well, it's like we kind of teased you with, but it's because of one thing that we're lacking, and that's peace, which we've already mentioned.
That's right.
You know, if that's the case, if the way other people live their lives dictates the way we think, act, feel, or behave, then we're mm-hmm. lacking peace. Okay, and until we have peace with God and peace with ourselves, we're not going to have peace with everybody else.
That's right.
So we tell on ourselves. When we get into situations and, you know what, our mood changes, the way we treat other people and our thoughts, it's because we're lacking peace. And God, He says He wants us to live at peace with everybody.
Yeah.
And to follow peace. I mean, He talks about peace all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very crucial for us not to just enjoy our life, but to enjoy people.
And it says, you know, to do all that you can to live in peace
mm-hmm.
with everyone.
All that you can.
And so do your best, okay? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and there's people out there that are going to be hateful
right.
to us. You know what I mean?
They're not happy with themselves.
Yeah.
They're not
and
happy
so that
with
has nothing
life.
Really a lot of times to do with us. It has mm-hmm. a lot to do with them.
That's right.
But, you know, Jesus tells us also in these scriptures in Romans not to take revenge.
That's right.
You know, and by repaying evil with good, you know, you're really like putting coals of shame on their heads.
Mm-hmm.
They really think about it. Well, man, I wasn't real nice to that person. And gosh, they're pretty nice to me. They even offered me a glass of water and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I should have done that. You know what I mean? So really, it's, you know, God will deal with it.
That's
God,
right.
God tells us, you know, let me take care of it. I'll take care of it.
Let's work on us.
Yeah.
Let's look at ourselves and look at our situation. Stop blaming and realize I'm not at peace. And if you want to be at peace, which we hope that you do, it's not going to matter what's going on. And that peace that passes all understanding will guard your heart and mind.
Mm.
And like we always say, we talk about peace a lot. I got to have it. And
mm-hmm.
I pray to God all the time to have peace. And when that desire is there, He'll work with you.
Yeah, He will.
But for me, the whole point of this is to recognize what's going on with me. What is up with
mm-hmm.
me? Okay? You got to start there.
Yeah.
Because we take us with us wherever we go. We can't get away from us.
Yeah.
And so if we're not happy with what's going on in our life, if we're not happy with just situations, it's our problem, not theirs.
That's true.
And I am grateful when I can be into situations and just not be judgmental, just not be bothered, and love people.
Yeah.
And when I find myself not being able to do that, it's time for me to look inward. It's not their fault.
That's right.
It's up to me. And God wants us to be content.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, and also, you know, love in action is not easy.
No, it's not.
It's not easy at all. And sometimes it just takes swallowing our pride. And you know, maybe we've wronged someone ourselves. Mm-hmm. And just admit it. As painful as love can be, man, it's the only way to experience joy.
Right.
And love isn't easy all the time. Sometimes it's not reciprocated to us by other people. But look at Jesus, mm-hmm. how much he loved people and the things he went through.
Right.
He would go to villages and they'd run him out of town.
Mm-hmm. But he knew who he was dealing with. He knew he was dealing with people that weren't at peace with their life, weren't at peace with themselves, and certainly weren't at peace with him.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, let us just encourage you to go in love. Mm-hmm. You know, do the best you can do. Don't beat yourself up. Just do the best you can do. And sometimes the best thing to do is not to do anything.
That's right.
Just walk away.
You know what's really cool, though, about this is if this is something that you really want and you really strive for in your head, I want to encourage you to start praying about it. Start seeking God about it and let him know not only that you lack peace, but that you want it, that you desire it. And all of a sudden, one day, you'll realize, I just came from that gathering, or I just experienced something horrible, and I was so at peace.
Mm.
That's when you know, wow, it was God that did this.
Mm.
And that's what's so cool about our relationship with him. When we've tried so many things, so many people, so many substances, or whatever the case may be that doesn't work, and then we start seeking him about it and there's change, what that does to your relationship with God is you can't describe it. Mm. You just start living it and walking that out and realize that your faith has really increased. He really does exist.
Yeah.
And he really works. He really, really wants you to be at peace.
He does. You know, and we'll be honest, you know, I want to be honest and just tell you, you know, for so many years I had no peace. Mm-hmm. It came off that I did. You know, I've always been a laugher. I love to laugh, love to have a good time. But really deep down, I had no peace.
Yeah.
And I was really searching for that peace. And one day, that peace came to me, and his name is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And it changed my life forever. And some of you out there, you're still searching for that. You're searching for that peace. Where's the peace?
Right.
Well, he hung on a cross for you over 2,000 years ago. If you want to experience that peace, give your life to him.
Yeah, and another reason it's so important in my life for me to have peace, because if I'm not peaceful, I'm having a real hard time knowing what God wants me to do. I'm having a hard time realizing he's moving, he's speaking to me when I'm not at peace.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, that's been just so phenomenal to me to realize how important it is for me to be at peace with Teresa. Because I got to hear from God. I got to know what he wants me to do. And when I'm allowing myself to not be in peace and allowing what other people do, what's going on in the world, you know, take my peace, man, I'm just out there wondering, what am I supposed to be doing? Well, maybe it's this or maybe it's that. Instead of being so peaceful inside, I know, because it's that still small voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing to strive for. God has his voice is still. It's powerful,
mm-hmm.
but it's still, okay? And you just, all of a sudden, there it is. And I hope I'm making sense here.
You are.
But that is what's so important for me, to strive for peace so that I can allow him to lead me instead of me just grabbing at this idea and going with this and thinking this and doing that. When I'm at peace, I'm walking that straight line with him,
mm-hmm.
and it's just going, it's just flowing. The blessings are, I'm just kind of riding the blessing.
Yeah, when you're walking with peace, like you say, you're walking, you are walking with him.
He is the Prince
of
Peace. That's
the evidence of you walking with peace.
Mm-hmm.
You're walking with Jesus.
Right. It's so important.
It is.
And we always say this, peace that the world gives is free from conflict. Peace that God gives is peace in the middle of conflict.
That's right.
No matter what's going on. Okay?
So do you want that peace? We want you to have it. God wants you to have it. He wants you to be in that peaceful place. So if you've never given your life to Christ, or if you ever have and you walked away, or maybe you've been in church for a number of years and you just say, you know what, man, I've never given my heart to him. Today's the day. If you would please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for who you are. Thank you, Father, for the cross. Thank you for dying for us, for rising on the third day to give me a new beginning and to give me peace. Lord, you say if I ask you to forgive my sins are forgiven. Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Come into my life. I need you, Savior. I give you my heart today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
That's great.
It
we want to know if you did that. The weekend is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And like we always say, we really want people to be in church.
Mm-hmm.
Do away with going because you think you have to, going to do your duty. We want you to pray to and let the Spirit lead you to just the right church.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be different for you this time. And when He leads you to the right place, it will be different. But open up your mind. Make sure you're going to a place that teaches about Jesus and that He is the only way.
Yeah.
And where there's a body of believers that aren't coming across as perfect.
And ask them if they have a mentorship or discipleship program. Have someone walk alongside beside you and guide you during this awesome new walk with Jesus. Well, listen, we're so honored that you tuned in today. And just remember, you know, our mood can be dictated by others. It can steal away our joy. But when this is happening, what we're lacking is one thing. And that one thing is peace.
That's right.
So we pray for peace for you.
That's right. So for the rest of your day or the rest of your night, keep living it up.
While beginning again.